From Leacombe Park in sunny Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, the Blue Jays will look to extend their win streak to a season long as they take on the Bradenton Marauders, a single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates here in the Florida State League. Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Glad you're with us. It's Larry Larson in with you here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Glad you could join us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The Blue Jays come into this one at 520-20. For the first time in some time, they fell as many as six games below 500 in their few slow stretches in that first month or so of the season. They're at 500 for the first time since they were 9-9 back on April 25th. While Bradenton is 17-23 on the season, they're 10.5 games back of the first place Clearwater Threshers, while the Blue Jays are 7.5 games back. The series stands at 1-0 in favor of the Jays as they took last night's victory 6-4 to stretch their win streak to 6 games. Ties their season long so far this year, and as we mentioned, they've got a chance to set a new season long with a win tonight. Let's dive into last night's ball game for you. The scoring started in the second inning when Christian Feliz came to the plate with Edward Duran on first base. Bradenton Marauders flag. Feliz lines it deep to right, and this will go! That ball left the yard in a hurry. A screamer for a two-run homer for Christian Feliz gets the scoring started. All that yelling you heard was the Blue Jays' dugout. They were very loud all night long. That 2-0 lead became 4-0 in the fourth when the Jays scored two more times. RBIs from Beltre and Duran in that inning made it 4-0. Then in the bottom of the fourth, Bradenton scored its first and only run against Jays starter Connor O'Halloran. A solo homer from Sergio Campagna made it 4-1. Final line on O'Halloran last night. He got the win. Five strong innings, one earned run, six strikeouts to just two walks. What else is new? More great work from O'Halloran, who's been one of the best pitchers in the league so far this year. Things got close in the late stages, though. The Blue Jays led 4-1 until the seventh inning, when Bradenton scored twice to make it a one-run game, 4-3. Then in the eighth, the Blue Jays responded with insurance. Another RBI from Duran boosted that lead back up to 2, 5-3. The Marauders responded to that response with a solo homer from Braylon Bishop to start the bottom of the eighth. So once again, it was a one-run game. And then in the ninth, the Blue Jays scored on a balk. Gene Joseph came in from third as pitcher Hunter Furtado flinched. He barely paused going from the stretch. That allowed Joseph to score and make it a two-run game. And then Kiner Leon nailed down the save to wrap it up, and the Blue Jays nailed down their sixth consecutive victory. Let's preview tonight's pitching matchup before we get to our interview very briefly. Antoine Kelly, the righty, goes for Bradenton. He comes into this one with a 6.11 ERA and 28 innings of work. He's made seven appearances, five of which are starts, coming off a four-inning outing on the road at Tampa, in which he allowed three earned runs, walking three and striking out three. He's a native of Aruba. He'll be opposed by a native of California, Jerron Watts Brown, the righty, and the Blue Jays' number 17 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Jerron struck out nine in just four innings in his last start. He'll look to build on that tonight. Comes into this one with a 4.18 ERA in six starts. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Jerron Watts Brown for the DJs and Antoine Kelly for Bradenton. Tonight's pregame conversation features Thomas Zinzarella, the broadcaster for the Bradenton Marauders. We chatted with him yesterday, and if you joined us in time for the pregame show yesterday, well, you'll hear the interview again. And in case you didn't, well, it's your lucky day. You don't get to miss the conversation where we learn a little bit about the Marauders together. So here's Thomas Zinzarella. We're back on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, now joined by Marauders broadcaster Thomas Zinzarella, a fellow first-year broadcaster here in the Florida State League.
Thomas, appreciate your time. And I'll start with the thing that probably a lot of people are thinking with this team. Okay, get off to a terrible start, 5-18, then an 11-game win streak. What happened?
Well, first of all, Larry, thanks for having me on. And yeah, I mean, it was started 5-18. You have the 11-game win streak, and you know, the one thing, the one constant that's been there this year has been the pitching. And so the offense just kind of came to life during that streak. The offense, you know, the batting average on the season was raised about 30 points. You know, they were hitting below the Mendoza line, and then up to about 207 when the streak ended last Wednesday. So that was definitely the big thing. Had some bats that were injured to start the year, guys like Eddie Rodriguez and the addition of Connor Delgado. So you kind of, towards the end of the streak, he was added in. But yeah, you know, I think a lot of bats were just starting to figure things out here. The first couple weeks are always tough, you know. For some guys, they've come from the complex, and now they're here in full season for the first time. Whether it's a, you know, young guy from the Dominican Republic or a young high school bat. So it was a little mix of everything on this team with college guys and young guys from the DSL, the FCL, and now here. So it was a wild ride, though. It ended up with some interesting moments there at the end of the stretch.
Yeah, definitely a turtle on the field, you know, some walk-off wins, a little bit of everything here at Leacom Park. I want to start with the hitters. One thing that really jumps out is looking at the home-road splits. Just for my knowledge and for people at home who maybe aren't familiar with the ballpark, is it something about the ballpark or is it something about just being at the comforts of home for this team?
I definitely think it's the comforts of home. The road trips that we've been on this year, I mean, we went to Lakeland, so that's a night stay over the night, as you may know. 50 miles or less, so you have to, you can commute it. And so we had a lot of commute trips to Clearwater those first couple games. And then we came back home and had a 12-game homestand. So we went 11-1 during that stretch. And so that's where a lot of those numbers may be inflated then, because we had a couple higher scoring ball games as well. But home series here against Daytona, we took at least two out of the six. So a couple walk-off wins, two walk-off wins we had there, and a lot of close games. And that's been the one thing really this year, I think. It, you know, whether it's home or road or not, the Marauders have been a lot of close games this year. They lost a road series in Clearwater, lost 5 out of 6, but, you know, there were 3 one-run games during that span. So the other two games that they lost were decided by 2 runs. So they've been it for most of this year, and it's about 72% of the games now are decided by 3 runs or less. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that the pitching is carried everywhere. The offense, you know, hit or miss on the road, I think, is one thing that is probably that sticks out. And really here, there's not – you get some wind that blows out to center field. Usually that's like the spring training wind, and it's carried over a bit here. But the Marauders, you know, they haven't had a lot of home runs this year either. So it's just more timely hitting and hitting with runners in scoring position better here at home.
One guy you mentioned, Connor Delgado, came over from the Yankees at the end of April in a player to be named later type of deal. Tell me about him, obviously on the prospect list, so a guy that jumps out.
Yeah, no, he's a little bit shorter stature, kind of like a Jose Altuve-esque, and you know, a lot of people project him to be a second baseman at the major league level, but he played all around the infield, second base, shortstop, a little bit third, good leadoff guy to have, a lot of contact. He's got a lot of power, you know, only see him, he's about, I think, 5'9", he's listed as, and he's got a lot of power in that. He homered, played one game with the FCL Pirates in a grand slam in his second at bat, then comes over and homers, not his first game, but the next two after that, so we had 4 games he played, and he had home runs in 3 of them. And so don't be fooled by him. I mean, he's got a really, really good bat, and it was got to play the Yankees affiliate last week in Tampa. So that was interesting going back to see a lot of his friends and he'd played with growing up and through the DSL and then the Complex League for the Yankees. And so definitely he's a fun guy to watch. And once he got traded and I saw his numbers in the Complex, I said if at one point he might play with us this year, it'd be really fun to have him.
Definitely. Now let's flip over to the pitching. You mentioned really the strength of this ball club. Really intriguing tonight's starter, Hung Lung Chang, a guy from Taiwan. That's not something that you see a ton at this level of the minor leagues. Usually a lot of those pitchers from Asia go play pro over there, and then they jump to the big leagues. What can we expect from Chang, and maybe a little bit of background on him?
Yeah, no, he's a guy that the Pirates, I mean, first of all, they sign a lot of guys from a lot of different places and not a lot of teams may be looking. They have a lot of players up and down the system. There's another arm that is signed out from the Asia area too that's in the Complex right now, and another top 30 guy that may at some point hopefully get to pitch in Bradenton. But you know, signed out of high school and he's put on more muscle. If you go on to his MILB.com, you look at the height and weight and you see he's kind of feel like a scrawny guy. Look at a picture from when he got signed, but no, he's put on a lot of muscle. You see a sinker ball pitcher, it's going to sit, you know, low to mid-90s. A lot of ground balls, though. It's a lot of guys on our pitching staff as well. So, you know, he's pitched great the whole year. So I'd say he doesn't have the biggest swing and miss stuff as guys like Michael Kennedy or Carlson Reed, two starters you'll see later in the week will have, and both top 30 guys. But, you know, he's a very consistent pitcher, and, you know, he's piggybacked the last two starts. So this is the first time he's starting a ball game. Because of rehabbers, Domingo Herman last Tuesday, and then the Tuesday before was Thomas Harrington, who was the Pirates' number six prospect and in Double A. So for the first time, he's probably feeling normal again for the first time, not having to do that and get out of the gate.
Now, last question. I'd be remiss to ask, or not to ask, about the turtle. Got to ask about the turtle. I saw you did a good number of interviews about the turtle, but kind of inform our listeners about what happened and what happened to the turtle after?
Yeah. So, the turtle, it came up the Saturday of our final game of our 12-game homestand, and all of a sudden, top of the second inning, it just stopped play. I look out the left center, and there's something moving, and I'm like, what is that? I get the binoculars and start looking through it, and it's a turtle for all things, and no one wanted to pick it up. And long story short, Magdo Cotto comes racing in from the right field bullpen, scoops it up. It got brought back out of the bullpen for a couple innings, and then it ended up, there's a pond that sits behind the outfield wall. I think it's out in right center. I haven't seen it, but people have told me that. People have vouched that there is a pond here. And
Allegedly.
Yeah, I haven't seen it with my own eyes. But they put it, one of the grounds crew guys in later in the game, they try to feed it with some food. They try to give him grapes and cheese and lettuce. So, like, stuff, you know, lettuce, definitely turtle would probably eat.
Yeah,
he didn't go for it. Try to feed a grape, same thing. All right, well, raisin, he didn't, you know, didn't go for it. So, they end up putting it back in his natural habitat. But, just a wild Saturday, and then we get the franchise record, 10 straight win the next night. So jeez. All in a weekend's worth of work here at Lee Com Park.
Yeah, just a normal weekend in single A in the Florida State League. Sounds like a picky-eating turtle. I mean, come on.
I have a fastest-moving turtle, too. So put that guy, well, good, it was a stopwatch. Try to see how fast he can run around the bases. That's what we got to do next.
Yeah, no kidding. That's Thomas Zinzarella. Thomas, appreciate your time, and have a good call tonight.
Oh, thank you, too, Larry.
That was yesterday's conversation with the voice of the Bradenton Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella. I appreciate Thomas's time yesterday, and hopefully if you didn't get a chance to catch that conversation yesterday, you learned a few things about these Buccos tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First, for the Dunedin Blue Jays, a team that is hitting .295 across their six-game win streak. Gene Joseph will lead it off in the top spot with a 19-game on-base streak. He's out in right. Victor Arias is the DH, batting second. Juan Helaponte is out in center, batting third. Tucker Thoman is the cleanup man tonight, playing second base. Manny Beltre, per usual, the shortstop, batting fifth. Edward Duran will do the catching and hit sixth. Christian Feliz is the 7 batter playing first base. Alexis Hernandez is the left fielder tonight, hitting 8th. And Marcos De La Rosa rounds it out, batting 9th and playing 3rd base. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Bradenton Marauders, starting with Braylon Bishop. Homered last night. Tonight he bats leadoff and will play left field. Kiner Delgado is the shortstop, hitting 2nd. S. Merlin Valdez is the right fielder, hitting 3rd. Omar Alfonso will bat cleanup and catch. Eddie Rodriguez is over at first base, batting 5th. Shaylin Polanco is out in center, the Pirates' number 15 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, hits 6th. Kalai Harrison is the second baseman, batting 7th. Javier Rivas is the third baseman, hitting 8th. And Yuri Espinal makes his season debut as the DH, batting 9th. That was the Bradenton Marauders starting lineup, and now we are ready for baseball. Here on a beautiful night in Bradenton, bright sunny skies overhead, game time temperature at 87 degrees, and we're ready to go, maybe a moment early, but not before. The right field gate is closed. Bradenton left it open. Looks like a bullpen arm is shutting it closed now. Actually, that's the right fielder, S. Merlin Valdez. Now we're ready to go. Blue Jay is set to face Antoine Kelly, the 6'1" right-hander from Aruba, 20 years old, ready to face Gene Joseph, the Jays' leadoff man. It's right-hander on right-hander. Kelly from the wind, first pitch. Joseph taps it foul on the third base line. It's still rolling, and it stays on the dirt, but it stays foul. So a little bit of drama on the first pitch of the game, but it's strike one. Underway right on time, 6:30. Glad you're with us on your Wednesday night. Blue Jays looking for a seventh consecutive win. They're back at 500 at 20-20. The 0-1. Joseph takes a rip and a miss. Fastball at 95 from Kelly. Just like that, it's 0-2. Kelly throws a four-seam fastball, a cutter, changeup, and a slider. He kicks and fires, and Joseph takes upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Fastball sits in the mid-90s, averages right around 94. That cutter can be pretty effective, too, in the upper 80s. He takes a breath, now shakes off Alfonso, the catcher. The 1-2 offer. Joseph takes upstairs again. Two balls, two strikes. Richie Arredondo is the home plate umpire, relaying the automatic balls and strikes calls from upstairs. Pedro Torres in the field. 2-2, a swing and a miss. Rather a foul tip. Looked like it almost stayed in Omar Alfonso's mitt, and it did not. So Joseph stays alive, still two balls, two strikes. That was the changeup there from Kelly for the first time tonight. He comes back with a 2-2, and Gene takes outside, runs it full, 3-2. This is what you're looking for out of your leadoff man. Nice long at-bat. Joseph having a big month, hitting .288 here in May. The payoff pitch, he swings and misses on a high cutter at 88 on the radar gun. Joseph down on strikes for the first out of the ball game. No score, just getting started. Here's Victor Arias with the bases empty. Left-handed batter. Went 0-for-4 last night in the series opener. A 6-4 win for the DJs. First pitch. Arias takes up ball one. Blue Jays suiting up in their traditional road uniforms. Dunedin across the chest and blue and white split text. Blue and white numbers on the back. 1-0. Arias pops it up. Behind home plate, Alfonso the catcher tosses the mask. He's up against the screen and he runs out of room. It bounced off the camera that is situated directly behind home plate on a metal pole. It clanked directly off the top of it. And if it didn't, I think Alfonso might have had room to make that catch. It's 1-1. Anyways, Blue Jays with their blue caps tonight. Bradenton and some alternates. 1-1. Arias swings and misses on a cutter on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Bradenton with black tops. Bradenton in script across the chest. Think the Pittsburgh script jerseys. 1-2. Arias takes up. Two balls, two strikes. Black caps with yellow bills. Gold numbers on the front and back. Kelly on the first base side. Fires. And Arias swings and misses for strike three. It's back-to-back strikeouts from Antoine Kelly to open the ball game. Two up, two down on the Jays first. Here's Joan Helaponte. No score in the top of the first. A beautiful night for baseball. First pitch to Aponte misses up, and it's 1-0. The wind has been blowing out a little bit towards center, but right now, as we say that, the flags are pretty still. 1-0. Aponte fouls it off behind home plate. Rolls off the screen that protects the press box and back down onto the field. One ball, one strike. Ponte, the Blue Jays' number 25 prospect on the MLB.com list, batting .235, 1-1, zips down and away. Two balls, one strike. Ponte has ripped three home runs. He's tied for the team lead with 21 runs driven in. He's been a run producer, and his OPS is at .750, the pitch. Misses down and away on a cutter. Cut a little bit too much. Runs it to 3-1. That OPS at slightly above average for Aponte. The pitch. He takes called strike. He took one step towards first base, and then he had to reverse course. As the computer said, strike. So now the payoff pitch. Aponte takes outside that time. It's ball four. Fastball at 96. As the fans bark at home plate umpire Richie Arredondo. I don't think they know the rules. Tuesday through Thursday is the computer strike zone. Poor Richie down there is just the messenger. Blue Jays have their first base runner aboard for Tucker Thoman, the cleanup man. First pitch to the lefty. He takes off speed for a called strike. Changeup at 86 in the upper half of the zone. 0-1. No score, top one. Thoman went 2-for-5 last night with his first triple of the year. The pitch is popped up the opposite way, fading along the line and left, and it's out of play. Bounces near some empty seats. And an older gentleman in a Pittsburgh Pirates shirt is going to climb row over row over row into the front row. Now he leans over and scoops up that foul ball. 0-2 on Tucker. Hitting 224 with three bombs, 657 on base plus slugging. 0-2. Thoman pops it up again towards third base and foul ground. Long run for the catcher, Alfonso. He's called off by Rivas, and the third baseman can't make a sliding catch. So new life for Thoman, still 0-2. One thing about this ballpark is it's pretty rare to see a foul pop-up caught. But when you do see one, it's usually behind home plate or in front of the bags on the infield. That's where the most foul territory is. It's a pretty deep backstop. Not much foul ground down the lines at all. Still 0-2 on Tucker, the pitch. He lays off a high fastball, checks his swing. He did not go. Fastball at 96. Velo picking up for Kelly as the night goes on. Kelly throws gas, but opponents are hitting 283 against that fastball, so he's let up a fair amount of damage. Now the 1-2. Thoman takes upstairs on that fastball, 97. Two balls, two strikes. Tucker, a native of South Carolina, drafted by the Blue Jays in the second round out of high school. And 2022, the 2-2, Thoman waves and misses on a cutter in the lower half of the zone. And Antoine Kelly strikes out three in the top of the first. Blue Jays leave Aponte on first base after a two-out walk. We go to the home half, no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Teron Watts Brown, the Toronto Blue Jays, number 18 prospect according to MLB Pipeline and number 17 according to Baseball America, is ready for work on this Wednesday night in Bradenton. We've got no score going to the bottom of the first. Drahn making his seventh start this year, comes into this one with a 4.18 ERA, but arguably coming off his best outing this year. Just four innings against Jupiter last week, but nine strikeouts, including 20 swings and misses. You might think, is that a lot? Yeah, it was the most in all of single A that night. First pitch to Braden Bishop is pulled on the ground to second base, right at Toman. Ranges towards first, scoops it up, throws to first in time. That's out number one. One pitch, one out. Here's Kiner Delgado. A switch hitter batting from the left side. Went 2-for-5 last night in the series opener. And time is called again as we've got another gate problem. Looked like something blew onto the field in front of the Blue Jays bullpen and left. So it looked like Kai Peterson had to go scoop it up. Now the first pitch to Delgado. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes down ball one. Delgado, a fresh face in the Pittsburgh organization, was just traded over at the end of April. 1-0 pitch is popped up. Left side of the infield. The shortstop, Beltre, hustles over. And two people call for it, and it's Marcos De La Rosa, the third baseman, who makes the catch. Turns around, looks at Beltre, and Manny kind of pops his hands in the air as if to say, oh, whoops. Looks routine in the scorebook, though. P5, and two quick outs for Jaron in the first. Here's Esmerlin Valdez, first pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 95. It's 0-1. Drawn from the stretch, he fires. And Valdez comes up empty on a curveball. 75 on the gun there. Not something we see a ton from Jaron. Usually leans on the slider. The 0-2. Misses outside on the slider. Fastball sits in the mid-90s. Usually around 94, 95. The 1-2. Misses down and outside. That was the fastball at 94. Two balls, two strikes. But that slider is really tough. Averages in the mid-80s. Opponents have not done much against it. 2-2. Is popped up on the first base side and foul ground. Feliz ranges over on the warning track. Runs out of room. And it clanks into the seats. Two balls, two strikes. Jaron with a fresh baseball and the fresh 2-2. Misses up and in. Valdez leans out of the way. And now it's full 3-2. Valdez went 0-for-5 last night to snap a 19-game on-base streak. The longest in the league this year. Payoff pitch. He lines it out of play. Over the first base grandstand, out of the ballpark. We'll have another payoff pitch. Valdez hitting 235 in 35 games. He's gone deep four times. 3-2. Another foul ball popped up over our heads, out of play. Valdez with a respectable OPS at 737. The average is right around 715 for on-base plus slugging. The next 3-2, another foul ball tapped at the plate. Battle continues. Valdez spoiling a quick first inning for Watts Brown. No score, bottom one. Drawn with the sign. The 3-2. Tapped foul at the plate for the second straight pitch. Foul ball after foul ball after foul ball. And we'll have an 11th pitch between Watts Brown and Valdez. Here it is. It's driven into center. It's going to hang up. Aponte is under it. He makes the catch. Inning is over. Jaron wins the battle, and he works a 1-2-3. Bottom of the first inning. We've got no score through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Both teams go scoreless in the first, so we go to the top of the second in a nothing-nothing ball game. Second game of a six-game series this week between the Blue Jays and Bradenton. Glad you're with us on your Wednesday night. Antoine Kelly set to face 5-6-7 in the Blue Jays lineup, starting with Manny Beltre. First pitch. The righty takes called strike. Fastball at 92. Bit of a drop-off from the 96-97 we were seeing from Kelly in the first. One pitch. Beltre takes outside. That fastball up a touch at 93. One ball, one strike. Manny went 2-for-5 last night with a double and an RBI. Now up to 21 on the year. 1-1. Misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Beltre appears to have turned a corner here this month. His batting average is up to 257 in 36 games. Two homers. 2-1. Beltre with a comebacker off Kelly's mitt to the second baseman, Harrison. He throws across his body to first in time. That was a screamer that just ticked off Kelly's glove. Hard line drive for Manny. 99 off the bat, but nothing to show for it. It's out number one. Nice play there from Harrison, the second baseman. Base is empty for Edward Duran. No score, top two. Edward went 3-for-4 last night. First pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, it was outside of the zone. It's 0-1. Duran, a 275 hitter after those three knocks last night. Still looking for his first homer. 0-1. Misses out on a cutter. One ball, one strike. Duran in a very wide set stance. Bats with his hands back. 1-1. His lashed foul. Behind home plate, out of play. 1-2. Kelly looks in for the sign from Alfonso. He turns and tosses. Duran with a check swing foul ball back into the screen. Fastball that was not close, but it was at 97 again. So there's that cheddar. Kelly struck out three last week in four innings. He's already matched that in an inning and a third tonight. Looking for his fourth strikeout here. The next 1-2. Duran takes way outside. Hard fastball again. Two balls, two strikes. Early in games, it is really tough to hit here at Lecom Park because of the shadows. 2-2. Duran swings and misses. Kelly went back to the gas. Fastball at 95 sets down Duran for the fourth strikeout tonight for Antoine Kelly. So that'll bring up Christian Feliz with the bases empty. Went yard last night in the second inning. Two-run homer for his seventh this year. First pitch to the lefty. As a called strike at the knees. Fastball makes it 0-1. Scoreless between the Jays and Marauders. Top of the second inning. The pitch. Feliz waves and misses on a changeup. Fading away from the lefty. Arm side run from the right-hander Kelly. Working quickly, he's back with the 0-2 pitch. And Feliz takes upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Kelly has had a problem allowing homers this year, especially in April. He's allowed five total this year. The 1-2. Christian pops it up. Third base side, high on the infield. Now in shallow left, the third baseman Rivas puts the squeeze on it, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in their half of the second. Marauders half coming up next as we've got no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As the wind starts to pick up again, blowing out to center, we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Blue Jays and Bradenton. Jays looking to make it seven consecutive wins. It would be their longest win streak this year. Jerron Watts-Brown worked a 1-2-3 first. He'll face Omar Alfonso here in the second. First pitch to the cleanup man, misses outside. And it's 1-0 on the left-handed batter. Alfonso, a top 30 Pittsburgh prospect. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. Fastball at 93. Makes it 1-1. Alfonso, number 28 on the MLB.com list. 1-1 to him. Misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Alfonso, the Marauders' leading qualified hitter, hitting 259 in 33 games. The pitch. Thought about going around on a slow curveball, but he did not. Falls in for a called strike. 2-2. Jerron has thrown that curveball a few times early in this outing. Something to keep an eye on. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Alfonso just got a piece of it. He tosses the bat to himself. Now climbs back in. Alfonso, the son of Eliezer Alfonso, former big league catcher. 2-2. He reaches out and rolls it foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. Tell you what, Eliezer must have some good genes because he doesn't have just one, but two sons who are ranked prospects in minor league baseball. Omar's brother, another Eliezer, is a ranked prospect for the Tigers. 2-2. Alfonso swings and misses on a slider, and that's Watts Brown's first strikeout tonight. One down in the second inning. Brings up Eddie Rodriguez. We're scoreless. Bottom of the second inning. Rodriguez batting in the five spot tonight. First offer, called strike, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez batted second last night. Went 1-for-4 with a walk. The pitch. He checks his swing on a slider. He didn't go. 1-1. Rodriguez hitting 269 in 19 contests. 1-1. That time he swung. Went about three-quarters of the way around. Tried to hold up, but it was too late. He Calls time as he's behind 1-2. Rodriguez kicks around some dirt. Right-handed batter's box. Light-colored dirt in both boxes, but the rest of the dirt is very dark. 1-2. Misses high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Haven't gotten around to asking a dirt expert around here, but I don't know if it's a different kind. 2-2, a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts on the slider from Watts Brown. His first two tonight, and it's 2 up, 2 down. And the Bradenton second. So the bases are empty for Shaylin Polanco. Polanco, a left-handed hitter. The Pirates' number 15 prospect. First pitch, the lefty jumps out of the way and misses inside for a ball. Polanco is one of the top international prospects back in 2021 when he signed with the Pirates. 1-0 pitch. He takes out in front of the plate on a changeup. 2 balls, no strikes. Since signing, things haven't exactly gone to plan. Polanco hitting just 144 this month. 2-0 fouled back. Rather, 144 this season. Polanco hit 149 in April, and now lower this month at 138. 2-1. He chops it foul on the first base side. Polanco walks around the box, kind of smiles to himself, climbs back in. Watts Brown trying to strike out the side. He pauses and fires. And Polanco takes just high. And Polanco takes time before the payoff pitch. And that pitch was close. Just not low enough. Out over the plate. Duran has the sign. Sets and fires. And Polanco hops it to the second baseman, Toman. He charges gloves, throws over to first in time. And it's 6 up, 6 down tonight for Duran Watts Brown. We go to the third, no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. So far, so good for the starting pitchers tonight, as we've got no score going to the top of the third. Duran Watts Brown for the Blue Jays has retired all 6 batters he's faced. While the starter for Bradenton, Antoine Kelly, has struck out 4. Time is called as it appears home plate umpire Richie Arredondo is having some problems with the automatic balls and strikes earbud. So it looks like he's shimmying his earbud cord up his shirt, trying to recalibrate it. And now the automatic balls and strikes professional, I don't know if that's the correct title for him, is down there trying to help out Arredondo. So a delay that you'll only see in either single A or triple A here in 2024. Looks like we're all squared away. And Richie's all set. Fans giving him some grief about it. He heads back to his perch behind home plate. And Alexis Hernandez steps into the box. First pitch from Kelly. It is called strike on a cutter. And it's 0-1. Alexis did not play last night in the series opener. Played four games last week. 0-1. He reaches out, pops it foul behind home plate. Just like that, it's 0-2. Alexis went 3-for-12 in those four games. He's batting 171 this year. First year in the Blue Jays system. The 0-2 offer has popped up, out of play again. We'll have another 0-2. Alexis selected by the Jays in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft in December. That's never easy to switch organizations, especially so early in your career, all things considered. 0-2 again. Misses out in front of the plate on a changeup. One ball and two strikes. That's one thing that Alexis talked about right when the season got going. He said, it's a new everything for me. It's tough. 1-2. He checks his swing on a changeup in the dirt. He did not go. Two balls, two strikes. Seems like Alexis has settled in nicely here. Still really trying to find his footing at the plate. 2-2 pitch. Hernandez takes upstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays have one base runner against Kelly. It was a walk to Aponte in the first. Payoff pitch. Alexis takes a called strike three. Fastball paints the inside corner for the fifth strikeout tonight for Antoine Kelly. One down for Marcos De La Rosa. No score, top of the third. First pitch to him. Marcos takes outside, ball one. De La Rosa, switch hitter, batting from the left side here. Sporting long blue socks. This gray jersey. Infield playing to pull. 1-0. De La Rosa chops it foul. And it's ruled a foul ball late. Richie Arredondo didn't exactly make a clear signal. And then the Marauders dugout started barking like, hey, it's live ball. But it turns out it wasn't. So it's 1-1. Kelly toes the first base side. The wind in the pitch. De La Rosa swings and misses on a changeup. Well out in front. He's behind 1-2. And cue up the Jaws music with two strikes. Kelly's been on it tonight. The 1-2. De La Rosa with another wave and a miss on another changeup. And Kelly has smelled some blood in the water early in this game. Making six strikeouts for the righty. Blue Jays will try and have some different fortunes their second time through the order. Starts now, represented by Gene Joseph. No score, top three. First pitch to Gene. Misses up, ball one. So as Gene went 2-for-5 last night, and as Merlin Valdez went hitless and did not reach base, Joseph now owns the longest on-base streak in the league. 1-0 is popped up foul. Off the press box, look out down on the field. Falls harmlessly to the turf. One ball, one strike. Joseph at 19 games. He's reached in all 19 games he's played. 1-1. He watches a fastball sail upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Gene really helping stretch out this Blue Jays lineup at the top. 2-1. Joseph takes a strike. Fastball on the low outside reaches of the zone makes it 2-2. But Gene has settled in nicely to the leadoff spot, which allows Victor Arias, who's got some pop, to move down to the 2 spot. Makes the lineup better. Kelly ready for the 2-2, and Joseph chops it foul. We'll do it again. Antoine Kelly knocking on the door of his 7th strikeout. Joseph trying to battle. Kelly with a fresh baseball. Back with the next 2-2 pitch. Gene pops it up. First base side. Behind home plate. Alfonso, the catcher, gives it a look, and it lands on top of the net. Alfonso, in frustration, catches that ball with his bare hand after it bounces off the top of the net. Still 2-2. Kelly's career high in strikeouts is 6, so he's already matched it. And 2 2/3, looking to set a new career high. 2-2, misses up. Runs it full, 3-2. Second AB, where Gene has worked it full. The payoff pitch. Joseph with a hopper towards the middle. Long run for Harrison. He backhands. The second baseman throws to first in time to end the inning. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 for the second straight frame. They've only had one base runner against Kelly tonight. And we go to the home third. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. As home plate umpire Richie Arredondo continues to struggle with his earbud where he's hearing the ball and strikes call tonight, we go to the bottom of the third. No score between the Blue Jays and the Bradenton Marauders. Second game of a six-game series. Pitching has been the story tonight. No hits for either side so far. Jaron Watts-Brown set to face 7-8-9, starting with Kalai Harrison. First pitch to the lefty. Misses in for a ball. 1-0. Jaron picked up two strikeouts last inning. He sets and fires. And Harrison takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Jaron does not work from the windup. Works all from the stretch. Is 2-0. Harrison thought about going around and did not on a fastball low and in. So it's 3-0. Harrison went 2-for-4 last night, including a bunt single. This is his 14th game. He's hitting .213. 2-0, misses inside. That's ball four. The first base runner tonight for Bradenton. Leadoff walk brings up Javier Rivas. Rivas went 1-for-3 last night in the first game of the set with a walk and two strikeouts. First offer here. The righty takes a slider outside for a ball. 1-0. Bradenton trying to strike first. We've got no score in the home third. 1-0 pitch. An aggressive swing and a miss from Rivas. A hefty hack on a fastball at 92 in the upper half of the zone. One ball, one strike. Rivas hitting .139 in 33 games. This is a Bradenton team with a lot of players who have struggled to hit for average. Their last in the league is a team in average at .205. Long pause. Now the 1-1. Hopper back up the box and through the middle past the dive of Toman into center. Harrison slams on the brakes at second base. And it's a single for Javier Rivas. first hit of the ball game for either team. Creates a bit of a jam with no outs in the bottom of the third. Brings up Yuri Espinal, making his debut tonight. Comes up in a big spot, men on first and second in a scoreless game. Espinal, lefty DH. Waits on the first offer from Watts Brown, and it's on the way. He squares to bunt and pulls back on a pitch in the dirt. It's 1-0. That's one thing that we chatted with Thomas Zinzarella, the voice of the Marauders, about before the game today. He talked about how the Pirates have really kind of combined new school and old school thinking, but one thing they really like to do is bunt. 1-0, another square. This time, Espinal pulls back, and it just misses inside. Looked good from here, but not to the computer strike zone. 2-0. Drawn getting behind some hitters here at the bottom of the lineup. 2-0 pitch. Let's see if Espinal squares. He does not, and the pitch is pulled down to first. Feliz steps on the bag for one. Throw to second is into left field. Harrison comes in to score, standing up, and the Marauders strike first. It's 1-0. And now hold on. Pedro Torres is saying that Espinal is safe at first. So Torres is arguing that Espinal is safe at first, and here comes Jose Mayorga. None too pleased with this call, and he immediately asks for the crew to get together. Jose with both his hands out, palms towards the sky, saying, "Hey, what the heck, man? Looked like a pretty easy call to me." Mayo none too pleased as he heads back to the dugout and the call stands. So no outs on the play. Wow. So time is called and now Corey Reardon will come out, not to argue the call, but to try and settle down the infield here. No official scoring in the online scoring system yet, but I think it's going to be a fielder's choice that results in Espinal being safe at first, and then a throwing error that allows Harrison to score. So fielder's choice E3 is probably going to be the scoring there, and Bradenton leads 1-0. All right. So still no outs. Bottom of the third. Rivas on second base. Espinal on first. And here's Braylon Bishop, top of the order. He grounded out in the first. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Duran trying to get out of this jam. Infield playing to pull for Bishop. Big call on the left side. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes down and away for a ball. Again, the shadows are a big factor right now. Sun shining through the third base side of the ballpark. The mound is in the shadows. There's a strip of sunshine in between the mound and the plate. And then the plate is in the sun. 1-0 is tapped foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Bishop drafted by the Pirates in the 14th round in 2021. At Arkansas High School in Texarkana, Arkansas. 1-1. He squares again and gets it down foul on the first base side. 1-2. Strikeout here would sure go a long way. Bring Duran's confidence back. He cruised through those first two innings, six up, six down, and now still no outs here in the third. He's ready for the 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and foul tipped into Duran's mitt. It's a big strikeout for a big out number one. Third punch out from Duran. So still men on first and second for Kiner Delgado. He popped out to third base in the first. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, Delgado chops it foul. behind the plate, and it's 0-1. Marauders with a run in here in the bottom of the third. They lead 1-0. A one pitch. A check swing from Delgado. He went. It's quickly 0-2. So to correct an earlier statement, two errors were ruled on Christian Feliz in the same play. A fielding error because he missed the bag, allegedly, and then a throwing error at second base. That's not something that you see every day. Watts Brown ready for the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. Strike three. Went back to old reliable, the slider. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Duran. Still men on first and second for Esmerlin Valdez. Duran can get out of this inning with just that one run of damage. That would feel real good for the righty. First pitch to Valdez. A chopper foul, third base side. Third base coach Gustavo Omania with a two-handed scoop on that ball. 0-1. Watts Brown looks in for the sign, sets at the belt, and deals home. Valdez with a swing and a foul tip. Duran out ahead 0-2. And now he's settled back into form like we saw him in those first two innings, out in front of hitters. A little bit behind to open this inning against the lower third of the lineup. Looking for a third straight punch out. The 0-2 misses up and away. Fastball at 95. One ball and two strikes. Looks like there's somebody getting stretched out in the Blue Jays bullpen just in case. They haven't started throwing quite yet. As Watts Brown sets and steps off. Paces around the mound a little bit, stretches out. Gives a look at the field umpire, Pedro Torres. He says you've got one disengagement left. And now the 1-2. It swung on and missed strike three. Three straight batters reached to open the inning. One scores on a throwing error from Christian Feliz, but Watts Brown locks in and strikes out the next three. So the damage is just one. Marauders strike first. They lead 1-0 as we go to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton scratches in a run against Duran Watts Brown in the bottom of the third thanks to a throwing error. So we go to the fourth and it's 1-0. Bradenton over the Blue Jays. Blue Jays thinking, hey, I think it's our turn against Antoine Kelly, who's looked sharp through three scoreless hitless innings. He's got six strikeouts. First pitch here to Victor Arias. It's called strike at the knees. 91 mile an hour changeup Makes it 0-1. The pitch. Arias pulls it sharply down to first. Rodriguez gloves it and takes it to the bag himself for a quick out number one. Three unassisted. Here's Joan Helaponte. Ponte represents the only base runner for the Blue Jays this game. Came on a walk in the first. First offer. He takes downstairs. And it's 1-0. 1-0 Bradenton. Top of the fourth. Blue Jays trying to string their win streak to 7 games. 1-0. Called strike on a cutter that popped Alfonso's mitt. Upper half of the zone. One ball, one strike. Kelly kicks and fires. And Aponte takes low. Kelly trying to change eye levels there. Went to the cutter up and then the fastball down and missed. So Aponte out ahead, 2-1. Kelly rocks and delivers. And Aponte chops it fair on the third base side. Kelly scoops it up and fumbles it. So it's a swinging bunt single for Joan Helaponte, and that's the first hit of the game for the Jays. He couldn't have placed that ball any better. Looked like a little miscommunication between Kelly and Alfonso as that ball was chopped pretty much right in the middle of them. And Kelly insisted on trying to make that play, and he didn't. So that brings up Tucker Tolman. Blue Jays trying to respond, trailing 1-0 in the top of the fourth. First pitch. Tolman takes low and in. Alfonso with a backhanded stop. One and oh. And Kelly calls time. He walks around the mound, turns around and stares off into the distance in center field before he comes back to the rubber. Maybe doing some self-reflection. 1-0 pitch. Tolman with a tapper foul on the first base side. One ball, one strike. Well, second time through the order is always just a little bit easier if you're a hitter. A little bit tougher if you're the starting pitcher. And then third time through the order, that's when things are really tough. Kelly gives a look over at Aponte and throws. And Tolman chops it through the right side for a base knock. Aponte around second, heading to third. The throw there is up the line and past the third baseman Rivas. But Aponte will stay put at third. But in the meantime, Toman's up to second. Blue Jays threatening. Two men in scoring position with just one out in the fourth. That was a very, very poor decision from Esmerlin Valdez in right to throw that ball to third. Not only was the throw up the line, but it allowed Tolman to move up to second base, and it was too high to be cut off. That's a fine throw to make if it's low and can be cut, but it wasn't. So as a result, the Blue Jays have two men in scoring position for one of their RBI leaders in Manny Beltre. Mound visit from Alfonso. Him and Kelly using up almost the entirety of their time. An extended conversation. As Beltre stands in. Back-to-back singles for the Blue Jays after they went hitless through 3 1/3. Corners in, middle infield back. And Beltre into the box, 0-1. Kelly from the stretch sets and throws the first pitch. Beltre pops it up sky high behind second base into shallow center. Harrison, the second baseman, calls for it and makes the catch. Nobody tags. That's out number two. So now it's up to Edward Duran. Blue Jays with a golden opportunity here, trying not to waste it. Trailing 1-0, top of the fourth. Runners on second and third. A Ponte off third, Toman off second. Duran into the box, 0 for 1. He struck out in the second. First pitch, fouled off. That's 0-1. That strikeout for Kelly against Duran, really impressive just because he's a really tough guy to strike out. 0-1. Duran takes high and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Duran now with 17 walks and 17 strikeouts this season. Always a very tough AB. 1-1. He lays off a cutter outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Kelly tried to find that outside corner. Couldn't get there. Edward out in front, 2-1. The pause in the pitch. Duran takes a called strike. There's that outside corner, that time with the fastball. That's 2-2. Duran with 9 runs driven in, trying to reach the double-digit plateau. A base hit would probably score 2 and give the Jays the lead. They trail 1-0 in the fourth, the 2-2. Duran reaches out and fights it off. A fastball that was outside probably wouldn't have been a strike, but obviously you don't want to strike out looking in this spot. Better safe than sorry. Still 2-2. Kelly with a fresh baseball. Has a sign from Alfonso. And now the next 2-2. Another foul ball. Up over our heads. We'll do it again. The longer these at-bats go, the more they favor the hitter. And between that first at-bat and now the second long one, Duran has seen everything that Kelly's had to offer. Let's see what he dials up on the next 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Edward jumps out of the way. A changeup that missed up and in. Kelly takes out his frustration on the mound. He kicks his spikes into the dirt near his landing spot as he almost slipped as Duran ended up on his rear end, turning away from that pitch. So he's worked it full, 3-2. One of the biggest pitches of this ball game early right here. The payoff misses inside, and it hit Duran. Home plate umpire Richie Arredondo saying that's a dead ball. And Jose Mayorga can't believe it. Blue Jays manager runs in, and Matt Von Romer, the third base coach, also in. And Jose points out to Pedro Torres, the field umpire, and says, all right, double check, please. So this is the difference between a tie game or Bradenton still in the lead 1-0. Umpires congregating on the left side of the mound. Everybody's kind of standing around with their hands on their hips, waiting on bated breath. Toman ran over to third, and Aponte ran home from third. But either way, I don't think the umpires could say that anybody would be rewarded home plate. And so after the meeting, Arredondo comes to Mayorga and explains the call, and now Jose doesn't appear to be too happy again, pointing at home plate. So Duran pacing around the box. Wait a second, are they going to say this is a foul ball? I don't even know what the call is anymore. So Duran remains at the plate. It's called a foul ball. Oh, come on. And now time is called, and Matt Ford, the pitching coach, will come out for a visit mid-AB. As if this inning can get any weirder. Edward Duran with a bit of an extended conversation with Richie Arredondo. Matt Von Romer came sprinting in like he was running home from third base to make sure that didn't cross a line. That seemed like a somewhat friendly interaction. All right, so here we are still. Full count on Duran. Men on second and third. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Marauders lead 1-0. It has been a strange frame. But I'm sure the Blue Jays would forget all about it with a base hit here from Duran, who does indeed remain at the plate after that ball that ran up and in was ruled a foul ball. So now, the payoff pitch. Misses outside. That's ball four, and the inning is extended. The bases are full of Blue Jays with two outs for Christian Feliz. Feliz popped out to third base his first time in the second. Blue Jays down one zip. That could change real quick. Feliz the lefty. Kelly the righty. First pitch. Christians takes a swing and a miss on a changeup. Good pitch. Lower half of the zone makes it 0-1. Christians' average starting to climb here this month. A one. He swings and misses on another changeup down and outside. It's a good pitch from Kelly, and he's well out in front, 0-2. Trying to leave the bases loaded. Aponte on third, Toman on second, Duran on first. The 0-2 pitch. Feliz takes down in the dirt. Alfonso knocks it down. 1-2. That was a chase pitch, but Feliz generally doesn't chase much downstairs. It's usually up where he goes after pitches outside the zone. He is 6'5", after all. The 1-2. He swings and misses on another changeup. Third tries the charm. Blue Jays leave the bases loaded in the top of the fourth. They still trail 1-0 as we go to the home half on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays threaten to tie or take the lead in the top of the fourth, but they leave them loaded, so it's still 1-0 Bradenton as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Jaron Watts-Brown struck out three straight to end the third after he allowed an unearned run. He'll face 4-5-6 in the Marauders lineup, starting with Omar Alfonso. He struck out in the second. First pitch. The lefty takes low and away, ball one. Alfonso at 6-1, 180 from the left side. The pitch misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Alfonso got a taste of big league spring training last year. Usually a nice reward for prospects. 2-0 pitch. Misses down in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. He got called up to big league camp for a day in March of last year and caught the last half of a big league game against the Braves. 3-0. Alfonso takes a called strike. It's 3-1. There was a write-up on that game about Alfonso on PiratesProspects.com. Really good article. 3-1 pitch. Misses high and outside. And Alfonso works a leadoff walk against Teron Watts Brown to open the bottom of the fourth. Bradenton leading 1-0. Here's Eddie Rodriguez, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So after that game, he did such a good job. Pirates farm director John Baker got a call. First pitch to Eddie Rodriguez. He takes down and outside. It's 1-0 on the righty. Got a call from Major League field coordinator Mike Rabello. And Rabello opened the call, 1-0. Called strike. Slider in the upper half of the zone makes it 1-1. He opened the call with something that we can't repeat on air. How about holy mackerel? 1-1. A little flare into right center. Long run for Aponte. The center fielder dives and can't make the catch. Luckily, Gene Joseph was behind him for the backup. And that keeps Rodriguez to a single. So it's 2-on with no out for Shaylin Polanco to open the fourth. Flashbacks to last inning when the first three batters reached. So Polanco stands in 0-for-1. And so, to go back to that story on Alfonso now standing on second base, Rabello was so impressed with Alfonso's skills managing the game. He said, it's like he's been up here the whole time. First pitch to Polanco, an awkward wave and a miss. A curveball off the outside edge. It's 0-1. So Alfonso, a guy who's been praised for his maturity, his plate approach, and his approach behind the plate. Duran with the set and the pitch. Polanco takes out in front of home plate. Duran gets the chest protector on it. Keeps the runners at bay. 1-1. One zip Marauders, bottom four. Action in both bullpens now. A righty throwing for Bradenton. Somebody stretching for the Jays. 1-1. Misses down and outside. Two balls and one strike. Duran's day last week is four strikeout, or rather nine strikeout and four innings. Start was cut short. 2-1. Polanco with a swing and a miss. Over the curve again. Steady diet of hooks. Makes it 2-2. Duran trying to go a little deeper in today's game. He's at 65 pitches here. The 2-2 pitch. Polanco swings and misses. That's strike three. A big bounce-back strikeout for Duran Watts-Brown. That's his sixth tonight. Strikeout stuff is working again. Here's Kalai Harrison. Duran trying to keep the score right where it is. 1-0 Bradenton, bottom four. Harrison, the lefty, waits on the first pitch and takes a ball inside. Fastball at 93, missed. 1-0. Harrison reached on a walk and has scored the game's only run. That was last inning. He walked and then scored from second on a throwing error from Christian Feliz, the first baseman. 1-0 pitch. Misses out in front of the plate and skips off Duran's mitt back to the backstop. Alfonso down to third. He holds up. Both runners move up 90 feet. Now the double play out of order. Two runners in scoring position with one out. And that'll bring the infield in. Duran's final inning last week, he stranded the bases loaded to end the outing with no runs on his line. Might have to buckle down again here. Stranded two on last inning. 2-0. Harrison well out in front of a curveball. That's working really well against left-handed hitters. Two balls, one strike. Duran has rarely thrown that curve. The pitch. Misses outside. Makes it 3-1. Harrison, the native of Hawaii. A slightly open stance from the left side, ready for the 3-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Curveball again from Watts Brown. Runs it full 3-2. Blue Jays pitching last night was really good in spots like these, as Bradenton went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position in their 2-run loss. Jaron still as a statue on the mound. Now he comes set. The payoff pitch. Harrison comes up empty on a slider downstairs. Back-to-back strikeouts from Jaron in the biggest spot of the game so far. He's got 7 strikeouts. He paces around the mound as he gets set to face Javier Rivas. Bradenton trying to add on to their 1-0 lead. Bottom 4, drawn over 70 pitches. This could be his last batter. First pitch, Rivas takes down an outside, ball 1. Watts Brown drafted in the 3rd round last year at Oklahoma State. Was a Cowboys ace. 1-0 is a called strike. Great pitch. Fastball on the outside edge. 1-1. Middle infield. Back to normal depth. Corners behind the bags. 1-1. Rivas with a check swing. He went. Fooled by a fastball down and away. And Jaron is a strike away from getting out of another jam. He paces back to the slab. Toes the third base side. Nods at Duran. And chucks the 1-2. Reached out, fouled off. We'll do it over. This is a Bradenton team that leads the Florida State League in strikeouts. Jaron looking for his 8th tonight. Rivas settles into his upright stance. Jaron's next 1-2 on the way. And it misses in the dirt. Duran knocks it down. Keeps Alfonso at third. Two and two. Alfonso on third, Rodriguez on second. 1-0 Bradenton, bottom of the 4th. And Watts Brown steps off. Wind starting to pick up again, breezing out to right field. Carried well out there last night. And now time called by Rivas. Little cat and mouse game. It's kind of what it used to be like before limited timeouts. And a bygone era of baseball now. Now the 2-2. Rivas pops it up. That's out of play. The battle continues. And this is really running up Watts Brown's pitch count. Now approaching 80. And with every pitch, it becomes more and more likely that this will be his last inning. And Rivas could be his last hitter. Now another 2-2 pitch. And Jaron steps off. That's his final disengagement of the plate appearance. He steps off again. It's a balk. Runners on second and third. Watts Brown trying to leave him there. The next 2-2 pitch. Rivas takes a called strike 3. Jaron is fired up. He barks as he leaves the mound. It's 3 straight strikeouts to end the inning and strand runners on second and third. Score remains Bradenton 1, Blue Jays 0. Through 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The night is over for Bradenton starter Antoine Kelly after four innings and seven strikeouts. Bradenton goes to the bullpen and they hand the baseball to Mike Walsh, the right-hander making his fourth appearance this year. He's thrown three innings and only allowed one earned run. Bradenton leads 1-0. They scored the lone run of the ball game on a throwing error in the third. And what do you know? It appears we have another umpire-related delay, as home plate umpire Richie Arredondo is nowhere to be seen. Now, it appears he may have been fixing his microphone wire in the Bradenton dugout bathroom. Okay. So in the meantime, Walsh will get another warm-up toss as Richie retakes his place behind home plate. It's been an interesting night. They say you see something new every night at the ballpark, and I think this counts as such. So 1-0 Bradenton as we go to the fifth. Walsh will face 8-9-1, starting with Alexis Hernandez. Righty on righty, and the first pitch on the way. Walsh grunts as he pours in a first pitch strike on a fastball. It's 0-1. Walsh, a native of Illinois, drafted out of Yale. He kicks and fires. Hernandez checks his swing, and he went, according to the first base umpire Pedro Torres. And Pedro down the first base line might have a better look at it than we did, but looks like Alexis might have held up. No less, he's behind 0-2, the pitch. He just gets a piece of it. Fouls off a slider at 86. Still 0-2. Walsh at 6'2", 195, 23 years old. From a traditional windup, he delivers. And Hernandez crushes it high and deep to right. Valdez on the track, has room and makes the catch. If that ball got into the wind that we had here last night, that might have been a home run, but not tonight. And Alexis is out number one in the fifth. Brings up Marcos De La Rosa. 1-0 ball game. Bradenton over the DJs. De La Rosa 0-1 with a strikeout. He squares to bunt and gets it down back towards the mound. Walsh pounces on it, throws to first in plenty of time for the out. Quick out number two. De La Rosa tried to bunt for a hit there and just didn't pull it towards the line enough. So that brings up the top of the order in Gene Joseph. A big story for this game at the plate for the Jays. It left the bases loaded last inning in the fourth. The wind in the first pitch to Joseph. He takes down and away, ball one. Let's get you the final line on Antoine Kelly. That was a good night for the right-hander from Aruba. 1-0. Joseph takes a slider, called strike. It's 1-1. You might be thinking, did you just say Aruba? Yes, I did. The island nation north of Venezuela? Yep, that That's where Kelly's from. 1-1. Joseph swings and misses, makes it 1-2. So Kelly's final line, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. The 1-2 offer on the way. Joseph leans off the plate, but he takes a called strike 3. And he is none too pleased on a pitch that appeared to be inside. So Mike Walsh enters the ball game with a 1-2-3 top of the 5th. We go to the bottom half. Still 1-0 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's still 1-0 Bradenton over the Blue Jays as we go to the bottom of the 5th. And what do you know? Jerron Watts Brown is back out. He left 2 runners in scoring position last inning by striking out 3. He's got 8 punch-outs tonight. First pitch to Yuri Espinal. Misses up. And it's 1-0. Jerron's season high in pitch count is 85. That first pitch there was his 80th tonight. 1-0. Espinal takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes. So you figure at this point, Jerron's leash might be 90 pitches. Looks like the Blue Jays have Jondre Rojas just about ready in the pen. 2-0. Breaking ball on the outside edge, taking for a called strike. It's 2-1. Espinal reached on an error in the 3rd. 2-1. He takes down and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. A walk here might signal the end of Jerron's night. Trying to avoid that to open the inning. Here comes the 3-1. It's popped up. Third base side. De La Rosa motors into foul ground. He runs out of room. Bounces on the concourse. Up underneath the overhang into the seats. So that runs at full 3-2. Jerron a strike away from tying a season high in punch-outs. The payoff. Misses upstairs, and it's a leadoff walk to the 9 batter, Espinal. Taking a look at the third base dugout. Nobody budges quite yet. Jose Mayorga on the top step, though. We'll keep an eye on him for you. In the meantime, Braylon Bishop, the leadoff man, steps in. First pitch. The lefty takes a slow curveball downstairs for ball 1. Jerron working from that third base side. Steps and throws over to first. It's late. Espinal back in standing. Just a, hey, I'm thinking about you type of move. Probably not Jerron's best. He gathers the sign from Duran. And now the 1-0. Misses high and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. That walk issued to Espinal was Jerron's 3rd tonight. Generally, his command has been pretty good. 2-0 pitch. Bishop jumps out of the way as the pitch misses inside and gets to the backstop. Duran back to fetch it as Espinal hustles up to second base, and there's a man in scoring position for Bishop. So it's 3-0 on Bishop. Got to be careful here now. Bishop has shown that he's an aggressive hitter. Wouldn't be entirely shocking to see him swing away on 3-0 with a man in scoring position. Bradenton trying to grow their 1-0 lead in the fifth. The pitch, called strike, splits the plate. And it's 3-1. Watts Brown trying to possibly end his night on a high note. He's up to 89 pitches, a season high. His 90th is the 3-1. And Bishop drives it down the line and right. It's down for extra bases all the way into the corner. Espinal scores standing. Bishop flying around second. Loses his helmet, and he's into third with a stand-up triple. That doubles the Marauders' lead. It's now 2-0 in the fifth. And here comes Jose Mayorga. That will mark the end of the line for Jerron Watts Brown. He worked 4-plus innings. Had that good strikeout stuff again, 8 of them. Got out of some jams in the third and fourth, but he does allow a run here in the fifth without recording an out. Marauders grow their lead to 2-0. Jerron gets some high fives from teammates on his way out. Rojas coming on from the pen when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Jerron Watts Brown's night is done, and Jondre Rojas' night is just getting started. Right-hander comes on out of the Blue Jays bullpen after the Marauders get an RBI triple from Braylon Bishop to end Jerron's night. They now lead 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Rojas with an ERA under 5.5 by a few ticks at 5.40. 15 innings of work, 9 earned runs. And now hold on. Bishop is on second base, so it's ruled a ground rule double. First pitch to Delgado is hammered out of play on the right field side. It's 0-1. So what happened on that Bishop extra base hit was the ball trickled into the corner. Things are tight in terms of foul territory down the line until the corner. That ball must have rolled out of play. 0-1. Delgado takes a swing and a miss. A pitch upstairs. So it's 0-2. Still no outs here in the fifth. Rojas with a bright blue glove sets and fires. Delgado flares it into left. It sends Hernandez back. He's under it and makes the catch. That's out number one. Brings up Esmerlin Valdez. Valdez 0-2 tonight with a strikeout against Jerron Watts Brown. Rojas, the 21-year-old native of Mexico, rather Venezuela, excuse me. Sets for the first pitch to Valdez. He takes a big swing and a miss on a cutter. It's 0-1. Marauders lead 2-0. They've got a run in here in the fifth. And Bishop out in scoring position. A one offer. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Rojas' last outing came last week against Jupiter, went an inning and a third, allowed one earned run. Walked three, but also struck out three. He spins and throws to second base. It's late. Bishop, a quick mover, back in sliding. Looking at the numbers before this series with Bradenton, you can't help but draw a lot of parallels with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Team that doesn't hit well for average, doesn't hit particularly well for pop. 1-1, misses outside. Two balls and one strike on Valdez. But the one thing that Jupiter does that Bradenton hasn't done quite as well is run. Jupiter steals a ton of bases. So that adds an extra element to their game. 2-1, Valdez with another aggressive hack and a miss. Makes it 2-2. Jupiter leads the Florida State League in stolen bases, up near 100 at this point in just over 40 games. While Bradenton does run, but just not to that extent. Now the 2-2. Rojas draws a swing and a foul tip. Valdez down on strikes. Back-to-back outs from Rojas after he enters the game with no outs and a man on second base. Trying to leave him there. It's up to Alfonso. Two zip Marauders, bottom five. Alfonso 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Called strike, 0-1. So that running game, again, talking with Thomas Cinzarella, the voice of the Marauders, he said that something that the Pirates really hammer in throughout the system. The pitch misses outside. Durant spins after he comes up with the baseball. Nifty move there. One ball, one strike. Because in this day and age, with the limited engagement rules for pitchers, stepping off the rubber, you only get two pickoff attempts per plate appearance. That allows teams to kind of run wild. 1-1. Alfonso slaps it the opposite way, past the dive of De La Rosa. Here comes Bishop around third. He'll score, and Alfonso chugs into second with an RBI double. Nice piece of hitting there from Alfonso. De La Rosa was off the line, made a valiant diving effort, but it just sneaks past him. And Bradenton's lead is now 3-0 in the fifth. Blue Jays came that close to getting out of this jam without more damage, but they can't. Here's Rodriguez, and the first pitch misses down and away. It's 1-0. On that running topic, to kind of put a bookend on it, the Blue Jays have done that really well this season, among the league leaders in stolen bases, over 60. The 1-0. Rodriguez takes a called strike on a fastball in the lower reaches of the zone. Makes it 1-1. And it's made a clear difference. When the Blue Jays run and run well, they win a lot of games. When those stolen bases slow down, usually that means they're struggling. 1-1. Rodriguez takes a touch lower. That time it's a ball on a fastball. Two balls, one strike. That run that Bishop scored, charged to Jerron Watts Brown. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Makes it 2-2. So with that, Jerron's line is now closed. He went four innings, allowed three hits. Three runs, two of which were earned. He walked three and struck out eight. Again, strikeout stuff good. And I think the next step for Jerron is getting a little deeper into games. Here comes the 2-2 from Rojas on the way. It's flared out of play. First base side. Youngster with a plastic wiffle ball bat in his hand is chasing after it. You can't catch a foul ball with that. Bold strategy. Somebody get that youngster a glove. Next 2-2. Rodriguez takes out in front of the plate. Runs it full, 3-2. Plastic wiffle ball bat just running around the ballpark. That kind of seems like a somewhat of a hazard. Didn't know that was allowed. Anyways, Rojas gathers the sign from Duran for the payoff pitch. And here it is. Rodriguez takes upstairs. That's ball four. So back-to-back batters reach with two outs. The RBI double from Alfonso and now a walk from Rodriguez. Makes it runners on first and second, and here comes Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. Blue Jays trying not to let this one get away. Two runs in for the Marauders here in the fifth. They lead 3-0. Whole entire infield gathers here. Blue Jays have won six in a row, while Bradenton has lost four straight. And they're a team that has really rode the roller coaster of the season through the first 40 games. Started just abysmal. Really stumbled at the gate. Went 5-18, and then won 11 straight games. Franchise record. They're 17-23, while the Blue Jays are dead even, 20-20 at .500 for the first time since they were 9-9, trying to get over that mark. Meeting is over. First pitch to Polanco. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Shaylen Polanco, 0-2. The ground out on a strikeout. Man on first and second. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Three zip Marauders. Sent the pitch. Polanco with a hopper down to first. This should end the inning. Feliz scoops it up, dashes to the bag himself, and it does. And the frame. But not before Bradenton scores twice. RBI doubles from Braylon Bishop and Omar Alfonso make it 3-0 Marauders over the Jays as we're through five on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays getting skunked so far tonight. They trail 3-0 as we go to the top of the sixth. New pitcher on for the Marauders, Luigi Hernandez. He'll face Victor Arias to open his night. First pitch to the lefty as a called strike. A little bit of gas there. 94 on the heater. Makes it 0-1. Hernandez throws a fastball, sinker, cutter, and curve. He deals and gets a called strike. Fastball at 95. lower half of the zone, makes it 0-2, and Arias calls time. Hernandez has struggled so far this year. He's thrown 6 1/3 innings to an ERA of 8.53. He fires, and Arias watches a fastball. Missed upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez with a slight windup and fires and misses downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Close, but a good take from Victor. He's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out to first. The 2-2 offer. A check swing on a pitch low and away. He did not go. Runs it full, 3-2. Hernandez last pitched last week, inning in 2/3 at Tampa, allowed 2 runs and 4 hits. Payoff pitch fouled back into the screen, right up towards us. That's the reason that the screen is there, preventing foul balls into the booth. Thank you very much. There are ballparks that foul balls can get into the booth. Just got to be a little more aware those places. Next 3-2. Arias takes down and outside, and he works a walk. Leadoff man is aboard to open the sixth for the Jays. They trail 3-0. And here's Aponte. Aponte is the only Blue Jay to have reached twice tonight. Walk in the first, a single in the fourth. A little infield tapper. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Aponte takes up. Ball one. Arias is a threat to steal over at first. Just talking about those stolen bases. He's got 9 of them. The 1-0. Aponte with a big wave and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hernandez gathers the sign from Alfonso, sets above the belt, checks on Arias, and now deals home. Juan Hell takes a called strike, makes it 1-2. Aponte, a native of Venezuela, just like many of his teammates, including Arias over on first. Hernandez ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. And Aponte comes up empty on a cutter. He's down on strikes for out number one. So Aponte retired for the first time tonight, and here's Tucker Tolman. Hernandez takes over for Mike Walsh, who worked a quick 1-2-3 fifth. On in relief for the starter, Antoine Kelly, who struck out 7 in 4 innings. Blue Jays trailing 3-0. First pitch. Tolman chops it right at the shortstop. Delgado takes it to the bag for one. Sidearms to first in plenty of time. 4-2. Nice and easy. 6-3 double play. Couldn't have drawn it up any better if you were Bradenton. And the Blue Jays go down in order in the sixth. We go to the bottom half. Still 3-0. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As the sun is just about set in Bradenton, we're on to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Irv Carter is on for the Blue Jays, trying to hold the score at 3-0 Marauders. Carter, the right-hander, will face 7-8-9 in the Bradenton lineup, starting with Kalai Harrison, left-handed hitter. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Carter from the windup. His first pitch to Edward Duran, the catcher. Is swung on and foul tipped past Duran back to the screen. That's 0-1. Carter comes into this one with a 4.22 ERA. This is his 10th appearance of the year. He's thrown 21 and a third innings. A lot of long relief for him. 0-1. Harrison pulls it down to first base. Scooped up by Feliz. He takes it to the bag himself for a quick out number one. Here's Javier Rivas. Bradenton scored one run in the third and then two in the fifth. Jaron Watts-Brown's final inning of work. That's where we're at. 3-0. Bottom six. Rivas the righty, 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch from Irv. Misses up. Ball one. Carter's last outing was an interesting one. Against Jupiter on Saturday, he got the win. Two innings, but he pitched into a third. 1-0. Rivas buckles his knees at a slider. Good pitch. Makes it 1-1. Carter worked 6-up, 6-down in the first two innings, then came back out for the ninth, and then the first three batters reached, and he came out. 1-1. Is laced into left, down for a hit. Long run for Hernandez over to get it. Rivas around first, flying towards second. He's in standing with a double. Marauders threatening for more, already leading 3-0 in the sixth. Here's the nine batter, Yuri Espinal. Espinal making his debut tonight. Reached on an error in the third. Walked and scored in the fifth. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, Carter from the stretch. First pitch, there goes Rivas, and the pitch is skied into left center. Aponte back, Hernandez back, he gives way for Aponte, and the center fielder makes the catch. Rivas had to bolt back to second base. That's a busy out number two. That ball was up there for a real long time. So with two down, here's Braylon Bishop. Bishop, the leadoff man, ripped his first hit of the ball game, his last time in the fifth. RBI double. He's 1-for-3. First offer to the lefty from Irv. It's called strike at the knees. A change up there, and it's 0-1. We'll see if this is more of a short outing for Carter or a long relief type of appearance. Last week, he had one appearance where he did pitch just one inning. 0-1. Called strike. Fastball in the lower half of the zone. Makes it 0-2. Carter trying to make it a quick sixth. Despite that double. Looks in for the sign. Reads it from Duran. A breath. And the 0-2. Misses downstairs on the changeup. One ball, two strikes. Lights have just about taken full effect here at Lecom Park. Wind still breezing out towards right field. Palm trees swaying just a little bit, but not too much. Carter shakes off Duran and now steps off. Lecom Park. Seems like a really nice place to watch a ball game. I'd like to come back here and maybe watch a game from the stands. Of course, not a Blue Jays game. Don't want to miss any of those, but maybe a spring training game. Time called by Duran as Carter was about to throw the 1-2. So that counts as a disengagement against Irv. Awkward sequence there. And now, the 1-2 pitch. It swung on and missed strike three. Change up again for Merv Carter. And he strands Javier Rivas on second base. After a double, score remains. Marauders 3, Blue Jays nothing. As we go to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Starting to get late at Lecom Park in Bradenton, where the Blue Jays trail 3-0. But if you're a regular listener of Blue Jays baseball, you know this is the time when the DJs thrive. Winning, losing, whatever. They usually turn on the Jets late. First pitch to Mandy Beltre. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Luigi Hernandez back out there after he faced the minimum in the sixth. Quickly back with the 0-1. Beltre hops it towards the hole at short. Delgado scoops it up, throws off balance to first, and Rodriguez can't pick it. The leadoff man is on to open the seventh. Brings up Edward Duran. The stat that really defines this recent hot stretch for the Jays. The team has scored in the seventh or later in 13 consecutive games. Scored one run in the eighth last night, one run in the ninth. Trailing 3-0 tonight in the seventh. First pitch to Duran. Misses up. Ball one. That last play ruled a single for Manny. No complaints. Tough play from Delgado. A pause in the pitch. Duran takes a called strike on a fastball at 95 in the lower reaches of the zone. 1-1. Duran with a strikeout in the second, and then he made up for it with a walk in the fourth. A quick pickoff move over to first is high. Oh, that was a quick twitch from Hernandez. Best pickoff move we've seen all night. I'll go as far to say is that's one of the better pickoff moves we've seen this season. 1-1. Duran flies it into center. Polanco moving back into the gap, calls for it, and makes the catch. The right fielder Valdez was also pursuing that ball and darted right in front of Polanco as he made that catch. Beltre back to first, and there's one down in the seventh. Brings up Christian Feliz. Blue Jays offense across this six-game win streak has really been red hot. Team OPS over 800. all-star level. They have been cool tonight, trailing 3-0. First pitch to Feliz. He takes upstairs, ball one. Christian 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop-out tonight. Homered last night, part of a big month for him. His OPS over 800 this month. 1-0 pitch. Feliz takes down and outside, 2-0. Had the chance to ask Nash Knight, the hitting coach, what's been the difference with Christian this month? And he said it has to do with his stance. 2-0. Feliz takes a big swing and a miss on a fastball down. Two balls and one strike. Christian, in the first month of the year, kind of used a toe tap. He was narrow from the left side. 2-1. He takes a called strike at the knees. Makes it 2-2. Nash said, Christian's such a big guy. He doesn't need that extra momentum. So he's spread out in the box. He's a lot more comfortable. And he doesn't need the extra leverage. And it's worked. 2-2. Feliz with a hopper towards the middle. Harrison, the second baseman, scoops up, reaches for the tag for Beltre. He's ruled out, and the throw to first is in time. Beltre wasn't tagged, but he's out of the baseline. And here comes Matt Von Romer, the third base coach, who gets waved off, and here comes Jose Mayorga. This is the third time tonight that Mayo has come out of the dugout, and he is none too pleased with this umpiring crew. Matt Von Romer says that's four now to Richie Arredondo. He's not happy either. And honestly, Beltre didn't go that far out of the way. He's just trying to dodge Harrison. But anyways, Blue Jays go scoreless. Score still 3-0 at stretch time in Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It has been an interesting ball game tonight at Lee Comm Park. We're all stretched out now, going to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Blue Jays trail 3-0 to Bradenton. Their six-game win streak on the ropes here. Irv Carter back out for a second inning of work. Worked around a double in the sixth. He'll face 2-3-4 in Bradenton's lineup, starting with Kiner Delgado, who's 0-for-3. First pitch from Irv. Misses up, ball one. There have been a number of calls that the Blue Jays coaching staff has disagreed with this umpiring crew on. Things have gotten a little testy. 1-0. Delgado hammers it, but foul. First base side. Steph Lombardo, the development coach, dodged that one. And she's behind the first base coaching box. Still need some quick reflexes to dodge a foul ball like that. 1-1. Delgado waves and misses on a changeup. Makes it 1-2. You might be wondering, Steph Lombardo, yes, a woman on the Bradenton coaching staff, one of a few in minor league baseball. 1-2 from Carter. Chopper towards the middle, past the reach of Toman into center. Delgado with a hard turn, but he stops it first. It's a leadoff single. Man aboard for Esmerlin Valdez. So the background on Steph Lombardo is really interesting. She played college softball and graduated with a degree in economics or analytics or something like that. Righty on righty, first pitch to Valdez on the way from Carter. Cut and a miss. A fastball upstairs. It's 0-1. Blue Jays trailing 3-0, bottom seven. Lombardo was all set to get a job outside of sports, and then she got laid off. Her position got cut. 0-1 as the runner takes off from first. Pitch misses up, and Durant bobbles the transfer. So Delgado swipes second base, and there's a man in scoring position for Bradenton trying to add insurance in the seventh. So Lombardo, after that first non-sports job didn't work out, eventually hooked on with the Pirates as a sort of analytics video coordinator type of job, and she's now parlayed that into a coaching position, climbing the ladder. Delgado dancing off second as a balk is called. What on earth? Irv Carter came set, was in his motion, and then Pedro Torres, the field umpire, called a balk. And that's just ridiculous. He was into his motion. And Jose Mayorga is out of the dugout for the fifth time tonight. The Blue Jays were yelling at Carter, step off, step off. He didn't step off, didn't make any motion towards the runner. And Pedro Torres saw something that we didn't. I'll have to look back at it later, but oh. I mean, my goodness. Carter is going to go from the windup here. And now Jose Mayorga's been tossed. He's been tossed from the third base dugout, and now he's going to come out and get his money's worth. Both Pedro Torres and Jose Mayorga kind of shrugging their shoulders, and now they'll converge on the third base line. Mayo gets in his face, and he's going to go at it. Mayo now pointing at the dugout, suggesting maybe that he didn't say something. So Jose Mayorga's night is done. First time he's been tossed this year. And frankly, it only felt like a matter of time. So a frustrating night gets a little more tense for the Blue Jays as Mayorga is now tossed. Blue Jays trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. And Mayo will take the long walk out to the visitors' clubhouse down the left field line. The count is 1-1 on Valdez. Looks like Jose is going to take his time on his walk. Man on third base after that balk call. And just one of those nights when you play 132 games, obviously more at the upper levels of the minors. You're going to have nights like this where you just don't agree with calls, breaks don't go your way, bats are quiet, all of the above tonight for the Blue Jays trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So Mayo has now made his way down the left field line, and we are just about set for action again. A fan says, play ball. Play ball indeed. Count is 1-1 on Valdez. No outs, bottom seven. Infield comes in here. Valdez 0-3 tonight. Two strikeouts. Carter from the wind to the pitch. Slow swing, but Valdez got a piece of it. Makes it 1-2. That's just a bizarre play. Play rule to balk. 1-2. Valdez takes low and away. Sliding stop from Duran. Now he can't find the baseball. Now he does. It's right at his feet. 2-2. Carter paces back to the mound. His gray jersey tinted a touch darker from sweat. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Valdez stays alive. Still 2-2. Blue Jays outfield playing in. Aponte in center. Joseph in right. Hernandez in left. Carter's next 2-2. Valdez takes a called strike 3. Slider froze him. He's out number 1. Second strikeout from Carter. Really trying to buckle down here. Man on third base with one out. Bottom 7. Blue Jays trailing 3-0. Omar Alfonso has been a tough out tonight. Steps in. First pitch. Misses low and in. Ball 1. Alfonso worked a walk in the 4th and then an RBI double in the 5th. Carter still from the windup. Man on third base into his motion. He throws. And the pitch is popped up. Behind third base, the shortstop Beltre calls for it and makes the catch. The third baseman De La Rosa was backpedaling. It looked like he was on a collision course with Manny. But Beltre able to call him off in the nick of time for out number 2. Marcos De La Rosa looks at Beltre as he adjusts his shoe. Kind of stands there with his hands on his hips. Maybe thinking, hey man, I could have got that. Would have been a lot easier. And no less, 2 down. Everybody back to normal depth. Delgado still on third, and here's Eddie Rodriguez. First pitch. Fouled back. 0-1. Delgado dancing off third base. Trying to attempt another balk out of Carter. Irv winds, pauses, and fires. Rodriguez fouls it off. It's 0-2. Irv worked that kind of pause into his windup and pause in his leg kick in last week. And he said, yeah, you know, I was really feeling it from the windup. He was comfortable. Starting to get there again. He squints in for the sign. Trying to leave Delgado on third base. The 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes down in the dirt. Duran knocks it down. 1-2. Carter paces back to the mound, wipes some sweat off his brow with both forearms on a humid evening. He's ready for the 1-2 pitch, and it's on the way. Rodriguez checks his swing on a breaking ball. He didn't go. Carter started walking back to the third base dugout. He takes a U-turn, and Rodriguez was not close to a swing there. 2-2. Familiar sound of the PNC Park organ plays, and now the 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez jumps out of the way of a slider that missed down and in. Runs it full, 3-2. A long bottom of the 7th inning. An ejection, a delay. Blue Jays hoping for no runs. The payoff pitch from Carter is swung on and missed, strike 3. Carter screams as he leaves the mound and leaves Delgado on third base. Score remains 3-0 as we go to the 8th. Blue Jays probably thinking, hey, ball don't lie. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the eighth inning in Bradenton. Blue Jays down 3-0. An unfamiliar spot for them lately in the midst of their six-game win streak, where the bats have been in fuego. Not tonight, just three hits. The first pitch from Luigi Hernandez. It's a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Hernandez facing Alexis Hernandez, who's 0-2, the pitch. Misses in. One ball, one strike. Jose Mayorga has been ejected for the first time this year. That happened last half inning after a balk was called on Irv Carter, after Carter was into his motion. Really a strange call. And now time is called. Oh, boy. You want to talk about strange plays. Time was called by Alexis Hernandez. Luigi Hernandez was still in his motion. He ended up throwing the pitch anyways. Home plate umpire Richie Arredondo stepped out from behind the plate and got hit. Whoa. See something new every night. My goodness. Now the 1-1. Hernandez takes a swing and a miss. Cutter there. That's 1-2. Hernandez out for his third inning of work. Wind in the pitch. Alexis pops it up over the lights, out of play behind us. 1-2. Hernandez in a wide set stance from the right side. Waits on the next 1-2 and hops it towards short. Sliding backhand stop from Delgado, but he can't come up with it. Blue Jays for the second straight inning have the leadoff man on. That one might be a single, might be an error for Alexis. We'll see. Either way, here is Marcos De La Rosa. That's an error. So an E6 there. De La Rosa, the lefty, steps in. Hitless tonight, 0-2. First pitch. In there for a called strike. Fastball splits the plate. Right down Douglas, and it's 0-1. Hernandez, the hard-throwing righty, has worked around base runners in each of his first two innings. 0-1. Misses off the low outside corner. One ball, one strike. De La Rosa tried to bunt for a hit back in the fifth. It didn't work out. 1-3 put out. 1-1. De La Rosa chases. Fastball in the dirt and comes up empty. 1-2. There is a righty warming down the right field line in the bullpen for Bradenton. Looks like there's somebody getting loose up in the Blue Jays bullpen as well. Long pause and the 1-2. De La Rosa takes way upstairs. Alfonso, the catcher, snow-coned that ball. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays trying to get the offense cooking late, trailing 3-0 in the eighth. 2-2. De La Rosa swings and misses. A back foot cutter. He's down on strikes for out number one. brings up the top of the order, Gene Joseph. And Joseph has not reached tonight. 0-3, trying to extend his 19-game on-base streak. If he can extend it to 20, it would be the longest in the league this year. First pitch. Misses in, ball one. As Merlin Valdez, 19-game on-base streak, was snapped last night. So if Gene can reach, he'd have that title all for himself. Blue Jays trailing 3-0, the pitch. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. And you might think, wow, it sounds like there's a lot of Blue Jays fans in attendance here. It sounds like fans, but that's the Blue Jays dugout underneath us. 2-0. Joseph takes a big rip and misses. Fastball on the high inside corner. Two balls, one strike. Hernandez reads the sign, sets at the chest, steps and throws over to first. Hernandez back in with a belly flop at first. During batting practice, Joseph was having some fun with his teammates. They were teasing him, saying he didn't have any juice. Saying, no juice, no juice. Hit a few balls shy of the warning track and left. 2-1, he fouls it off. Behind home plate, 2-2. Joseph does, in fact, have juice. Three homers this year. None on the road yet. Now would be a nice time to change that. Blue Jays trailing 3-0, top of the eighth. Luigi Hernandez shakes off Alfonso. Now sees what he wants. And deals. Joseph takes down. It's full, 3-2. Could be the end of the line for Luigi Hernandez at 36 pitches. Trying to end his night on a high note. The payoff pitch to Joseph. A swing and a miss for strike three. While Hernandez elevated the fastball and Joseph chased it. Came up empty and there's two down for Victor Arias. Arias reached his last time in the sixth. The Blue Jays have put the leadoff man on in each of the last three innings. Walk in the sixth, single in the seventh, error here in the eighth. First pitch, misses out in front of the plate. Knocked down by Alfonso, and Hernandez takes off from first. He's into second. So the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position for Arias. It's 1-0. Not waste opportunities like these late in games on the road if you're the Blue Jays. Trailing 3-0, top of the eighth, two outs. Arias, who's been the leading hitter all year, trying to come through. Time called as Luigi Hernandez steps off the rubber and steps back on. Lets the right arm hang. Now he brings the hands together. The 1-0 pitch. Arias takes. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hernandez working on the first base side of the rubber. Gives a look out at Alexis and throws and misses up and in. Vic leans out of the way. Three balls, no strikes. Aponte waiting on deck. Feel like somebody's due for a big knock here. See if Vic has the green light. 3-0. He takes inside, ball four. Arias' second walk tonight. Puts runners on first and second with two outs. Brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Joan Helaponte. And that will be all for Luigi Hernandez. Jim Horner, the manager, calls the bullpen for the righty. And that is all for Hernandez. Blue Jays threatening once again. Can they come through this time? Trailing 3-0, two outs, top of the eighth. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's a tense late game spot at Lecom Park. Bradenton goes back to the bullpen, leading 3-0 with two outs and two men on in the top of the eighth inning. Their new hurler is Landon Tompkins, right-hander with a 3.18 ERA and 12 outings, 17 innings, 6 earned runs. Alexis Hernandez on second, Victor Arias on first, Juan Helaponte at the plate, first pitch fouled back. Had a slider timed up, fouled it into the screen. That's 0-1. Ponte's reached twice tonight. Walk in the first, and field single in the fourth. Struck out his last time in the sixth. Tompkins with the pause and the pitch. As the runner takes off, Ponte taps it foul at the plate. Fastball at 97. That's 0-2. Hernandez running towards third. Arias towards second. Double steal was on. Can Aponte deliver a two-out, two-strike knock? Blue Jays trailing by three. The 0-2. High chopper towards the shortstop, Delgado. Right to him. He gloves it and throws to second for the short out. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get an opportunity, but it goes by the wayside. They strand two on. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Score holds. Still 3-0 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning in Bradenton, and the Blue Jays are down 3-0. They go back to the bullpen and hand the baseball to Kai Peterson, who's trying to get his month back on the right track. Peterson, the lefty, will face 6-7-8, starting with Shaylin Polanco. And the first pitch is a called strike. A That's 0-1. Peterson, the hard-throwing lefty, fastball in the mid-90s. Got off to an excellent start to the year in April. Has struggled here in May. 0-1. Polanco with a wave and a miss. Fastball on the inside edge. Just like that, it's 0-2. Peterson here in May has made 5 appearances, pitched 5 1/3 innings, and allowed 7 earned runs. His 0-2 offer to Polanco. A swing and a miss for strike 3. Peterson went to the cheddar. He grilled it by Polanco for out number 1. Brings up Kalai Harrison. 3-0 Marauders over the DJs, bottom 8. Lefty on lefty. And the first pitch, Harrison squares to bunt, pulls back, takes ball 1 on fastball up. A good spot for Peterson here. So hard to hit with his deceptive delivery. Turns towards second base before throwing home. 1-0. Harrison takes high. 2 balls, no strikes. What's really changed for Peterson this month is getting behind in counts early. That's the thing that his pitch coaching staff, 2-0. Breaking ball misses. Upstairs, barely. 3-0. That's the thing that this coaching staff has preached. First pitch strikes. In April, they were there for Peterson. In May, he's gotten behind early in counts. He's in a 3-0 hole against Harrison here. The pitch. Misses up and outside, and it's a 4-pitch walk. Bradenton looking for some insurance. Leading 3-0, bottom 8. Man aboard for Javier Rivas, the righty. The southpaw Peterson deals. And misses inside, ball 1. Peterson jumps up and down behind the mound. He thought that was a strike. It's close. Rivas having a good night in the 8th spot. Double in the 6th, single in the 3rd. Harrison tiptoes towards second base. Peterson steps and throws over to first, and it glances off Feliz's mitt. Harrison darts up to second base, and there's a man in scoring position now. E1. Throwing error on the pickoff. So the double play out of order for the Jays. Just been one of those nights where a lot of little things have gone by the wayside. 1-0, a swing and a miss. 1-1. And spots like this where there's a man on first base, 1 out. Somehow the runner reaches second base. Double play gets out of order. All things considered, it has not been a bad night for the Blue Jays pitching staff. Just those 3 runs. 2 of them earned. 1-1. Rivas takes way outside on a fastball. 2-1. Peterson struck out Polanco to open this inning. Then walked Harrison, trying to rein in his command again. 2-1. Misses low and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Yuri Espinal, the 9 batter, waits on deck. Peterson on the third base side of the rubber. Sets. And now deals. Rivas takes a called strike. Fastball on the inside corner, runs it full, 3-2. Peterson, the southpaw, trying to come back and get Rivas, who calls time. Peterson, the native of California, drafted by the Blue Jays at a junior college last year. He sets in a closed stance, kind of leaned towards home plate. Long pause, and the payoff. Rivas takes downstairs. It's ball four, and it's back-to-back one-out walks issued by Kai Peterson. Man on first and second with one out for Yuri Espinal. And Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, will come out for a visit. The whole infield will come together here. And probably talking strategy with the base runners, too, considering that Rivas is quick. Harrison has been busy on the base paths tonight. Blue Jays trying not to let this lead swell any more than it already has for Bradenton. Granted, they haven't scored since the fifth. They scored once in the third against Jerron Watts Brown. That was an unearned run. And they scored two earned runs in the fifth. And here we are, 3-0. Bottom eight. Pinch hitter here. Marauders go to the bench and call upon Axio Plaz. A righty. Both runners take off. First pitch misses in. Throw down to third is late. Double steal on the first pitch. Harrison to third. Rivas up to second. It's 1-0 on Plaz. Saw Plaz last night in the series opener. Started at first base. Had a single and a sac fly. 1-0. He takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Plaz overall went 1-for-4 with three strikeouts. And Peterson would love another one right here. Behind 2-0, he deals. Plaz takes down and away, not close. Three balls and no strikes. Blue Jays infield in, near the grass but not on it. Peterson prepares for the 3-0, and here it is. Plaz swings away and misses. Fastball up. 3-1. Plaz, 18 years old. This is his fifth game of action here in single A. 3-1 offer. He thought about going around but held off on a high fastball and make it three consecutive walks issued by Kai Peterson. So the bases are full of Marauders with one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's Braylon Bishop, the leadoff man, with an opportunity to bust this ball game wide open. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Bishop steps out of the box, takes all the way. Ball one. A slider that missed low and outside. Corners in, middle infield at double play depth. Peterson with the pause in the pitch. Bishop steps out of the box again. It's a called strike, but it gets away from Duran, and Harrison scores standing from third. So now it's 4-0 in the eighth. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Rivas to third. Plaz up to second. Double play out of order again, and Field comes in again. 1-1 offer to Bishop. Fooled by a breaking ball, taken for a called strike two. And Peterson and Duran were crossed up there. An awkward catch from Duran. They're going to go over the signs. Entire infield comes together here. Got to make sure everything's straight, especially with that next run 90 feet away. It's at this point, 4-0. Obviously, that's a steep hill to climb in the ninth inning as the road team, but if you load the bases, you can still tie it with one swing. That fifth run comes in to score. Things turn from uphill to maybe up mountain. A little steeper. 1-2. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Just one out. Bottom eight. Bradenton with a run in. Looking ahead to the Blue Jays' ninth, it'll be Toman, Beltre, Duran. A capable bunch. Then Feliz, Hernandez, and so on. 1-2 again. Line drive, shallow center, down for a hit. Rivas in from third. Plaz gets the stop sign at third. The throw towards the plate is cut off. There's that fifth run. It's now 5-0 Bradenton. And that'll be all for Kai Peterson. Acting manager Matt Von Romer back at it again with Jose Mayorga tossed. And Jordan Powell, the knuckleballer, is going to try it in from the bullpen with two gloves in hand, one for Edward Duran, one for himself, of course. One out, bottom of the eighth. Marauders with two runs of insurance in. Threatening for more. It's 5-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Another mid-inning pitching change, this time for the Blue Jays, and Jordan Powell, the knuckleballing right-hander, is on out of the Blue Jays bullpen, trying to stop the bleeding here in the bottom of the eighth. Two runs in for the Marauders. Their lead is now 5-0. Powell comes into this one with an ERA at 13.5, but he's coming off a strong outing. One inning, one earned run allowed, but two strikeouts last week. He got his knuckleball up to 80 miles an hour. He steps off and throws to first, and they've got Bishop picked off, running him towards second. Fleece throws towards third. They throw to second. Oh, no! Bishop dives in safely. Oh, gosh. A completely botched rundown by the Blue Jays. They had Bishop picked off with one out. Of course, you got to keep an eye on the runner on third. Plaz darted towards home, but the Blue Jays threw to third and then threw back to second. Pitch to Delgado is a called strike, and it's 0-1. And I think if you were to pick out one play that kind of sums up the evening for the Blue Jays, it might be that. 0-1. Misses high and away. One ball, one strike. So Plaz, not fleet of foot by any means, steals home. Of course, not a straight steal. And Bishop steals second base. 1-1. Line drive into shallow center. Aponte races in, can't get it. Bishop stops at third. Throw to the plate is cut off. Men on the corners with one out. That's Miralyn Valdez coming up. Blue Blue Jays trailing 6-0, by the way, amongst all that commotion. I think I forgot to mention the score, but now we can brush past that. Righty on righty. First pitch to Valdez. He takes a knuckleball upstairs. It's 1-0. Powell with the extra velo on the knuckler. He said because he kind of hurt his fingernail a while back. 1-0. Misses inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And because of that, Powell couldn't get that extra oomph on the ball. And so last week in his last outing against Jupiter, looked really sharp, hard to hit. 2-0. Tapper foul, third base side. 2 balls, 1 strike. That's the hallmark of all the successful knuckleballers in history, especially recent ones. You look at like R.A. Dickey. They were able to throw that thing in the mid-80s. 2-1. Valdez takes a touch upstairs. 3-1. It's hard enough to hit in the 60s or whatnot, but in the 80s, good luck. 3-1, a hopper foul, third base side. Now it's full 3-2. It's a three-run eighth inning for the Marauders. The payoff is lifted high in the air, out of play on the left field side. Over the grandstand. And we'll have another payoff pitch. Still just one out. Tucker Tolman at second base, shaded towards the bag. Beltrade towards the hole at short. Next 3-2. Reached out, fouled off. Knuckleball at 79. That might have been a fastball. According to the RPMs on the StatCast. Anyways, 3-2 again. Reached out and tapped foul. The battle rages on. Still 3-2. It's been a long few innings for the Blue Jays. Payoff pitch. Misses inside. It glances off Duran's mitt. Towards the third base line. So Bishop stays put at third. Delgado up to second, and the bases are loaded for Omar Alfonso. Jordan Powell trying to prevent this game from getting out of hand. Marauders lead 6-0 in the eighth. First pitch. Alfonso takes low and away. Ball one. Beltre at shortstop, now shaded almost behind the bag for the lefty Alfonso, and the pitch misses up. 2 balls, no strikes. Powell working quickly, he throws. Alfonso takes outside, 3 balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put him. Powell trying to avoid back-to-back walks. He deals. And it misses inside. It's a 4-pitch walk. And the merry-go-round keeps on spinning for Bradenton. Still just one out here in the eighth. Bishop scores from third on the bases-loaded walk. Bases remain juiced. With just one out for Eddie Rodriguez. First pitch. Fastball taken for a called strike. The upper half of the zone. 87 on the gun. Powell sets and delivers. There's the knuckleball and it's fouled back. A steep drop in velo there. And Jordan's out in front 0-2. Let's see if he can get Rodriguez here. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Duran's mitt. That's strike three. And fastball got him there. 2 down. Not enough to avoid a scorebook mess as Bradenton is now batted around. Here's Shaylin Polanco, who opened the inning with a strikeout against Kai Peterson. First pitch misses down and away, ball one. So after that strikeout, chaos ensued. The pitch misses down. Two balls, no strikes. As 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight batters reached. 2-0. Polanco way out in front of a knuckleball. He comes up empty. Two balls, one strike. Polanco 0 for 4, the pitch. He takes a touch outside, 3-1. Four spot for the Marauders here in the eighth. Powell trying to end the frame, 3-1. Polanco swings and misses on a fastball. Runs it full, 3-2. Polanco wants time. Powell stretches out, adjusts his cap, climbs on the first base side of the rubber, sets above the belt, and 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That, at long last, ends the bottom of the eighth inning, but not before Bradenton busts this game wide open. They score four runs to make it 7-0. As we go to the ninth, last chance for the Blue Jays when we return the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's going to take something of a miracle for the Blue Jays to win with this one as we go to the top of the ninth. They trail 7-0 to Bradenton. And Landon Tompkins is back out to try and shut this game down. First pitch to Tucker Thoman, misses in, and it's 1-0. Bradenton broke this game wide open with four runs in the bottom of the eighth. They left the bases loaded, too. 1-0. Thoman crushes a liner over the leaping grab of Delgado into center. Tucker Thoman has a base knock. His second hit tonight. A screamer into center. 104 off the bat. So for a fourth straight inning, the Blue Jays have a man on. Let's see if they can bring him in. Trailing 7-0. First pitch to Beltre. Floated out down into left center. Down for a hit. Thoman around second. Heading towards third. A great read. Throw goes towards second. And Beltre is out of the baseline. Thoman dives back to third as the throw there is late. Ugh, that stings. Beltre got a little overzealous trying to take the extra base. As Bishop bobbled the ball in left center. Didn't bobble it that bad. And Beltre's out number one. And in a spot like this, down 7-0 in the ninth, you just need base runners. So Beltre singles, but he's out number one. And the first pitch to Duran misses up. And it's 1-0. Duran 0 for 2 with a walk, a flyout, and a strikeout. Tompkins sets and goes. Duran jumps out of the way as it misses inside, gets to the backstop. Here comes Thoman. He scores standing. And the Blue Jays are on the board. 7-1 in the ninth. They avert the shutout and extend their streak of games with at least one run in the seventh or later to 14. And that may be a footnote in this one. Let's hope not. Who knows? It ain't over till it's over. 2-0. Durand mashes it on the ground to the second baseman, Harrison. He gloves it, sidearms to first in time. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out. It's up to Christian Feliz to extend this game. Bradenton an out away from snapping their four-game losing streak and snapping the Blue Jays' six-game win streak. Feliz 0 for 3 tonight. Tompkins with a long pause. Now he comes set. First offer. Feliz lines it into right. Valdez charges in, gets there, and makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Long night for the Jays. Snaps the six-game losing streak. 7-1, the final score. We'll come back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at Leacom Park to wrap this baby up. It was a night that the Blue Jays would rather forget as they fall 7-1 to Bradenton. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Marauders, who snap a four-game losing streak and improve to 18-23. They score 7 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They leave 11 men on base. For the Blue Jays, just 1 run on 4 hits, 3 errors, and 6 men left. The winning pitcher is Luigi Hernandez, who pitched the bulk of the bullpen innings tonight for Bradenton. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowed one hit, did not allow an earned run, walked two, and struck out three. Teron Watts Brown gets the loss. He worked 4 innings, 4 plus. He pitched into the fifth, allowed 3 runs, just 2 were earned, walked 3, and struck out 8. So with the loss, the Blue Jays fall to 20-21, back under 500. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League here tonight. We'll start with the first game that went final earlier today of consequence in the Florida State League West Division. It was Clearwater and St. Lucie. Clearwater prevails on the road in extra innings in 11, 8-7 over St. Lucie. And Clearwater just keeps on winning. They bounce back from a series opening loss last night. They improved to 28-13. Blue Jays are now back to 8 games back out of first place. Palm Beach defeats Lakeland, though, 4-3. Flying Tigers fall to 26-15. Jupiter takes down Tampa for the second straight ball game to open that series. 5-1 over in Jupiter. And the last final score on the board, a pitcher's duel over in Daytona. Fort Myers wins it on the road, 2-1 over the Tortugas. Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard, always brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost on Causeway Boulevard in Dunedin. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays system tonight? Let's hope for better results for our comrades throughout the system. High A Vancouver will get started at 9:35 Eastern time, while New Hampshire has already gone final. Let's just say they didn't have a great night either. Somerset wins 11-2. A day game in New Hampshire. Buffalo didn't have a good night, but for different reasons. As, of course, the three results in baseball, you win, you lose, or it rains. And it rained in Buffalo today, suspended, as St. Paul led 3-0 in the top of the third. They'll complete that tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. So that's the minor league system. As for the big league club, wrapping up a three-game series with the Chicago White Sox, a game they need to win tonight, and the Blue Jays are winning. They're winning big, 9-0 on the top of the eighth at the Rogers Center, and thank goodness for that after the Jays were shut out 5-0 yesterday. Looking ahead to tomorrow's contest here in Bradenton, back down at the single-A level, the Blue Jays will send Grant Rogers, who celebrated a birthday today. So happy birthday to Mr. Rogers. He turned 23 today, and he will have a belated celebration by taking the baseball tomorrow. And he'll be opposed by the right-hander Carlson Reed for the Marauders. So it's Rogers against Reed, Bradenton against Dunedin. Blue Jays looking for a bounce-back win after they fall tonight 7-1. For everybody back in Dunedin at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast a little bit more than you did the result. One more time, the final score, Bradenton snaps the Blue Jays win streak at 6-1. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.